Here we go again, talking politics with Talk Radio News. Who better to do that with than kick it around with Victoria Jones? Victoria, you know, so much of the focus is on the election, and we'll get to that in a second. But never on my show have we talked so much, and we always talk about it, but never have we talked so much about foreign policy. Looking at the polls, what do people think? Is Obama in his 4 years the guy versus Romney, the competitor coming in? And also, what's going on with Libya? And over the weekend, you saw this, Robert Gibbs on the defensive talking about what the message was coming out of the White House with that attack on Benghazi. So I guess I kind of gave you a three-pronged thing. At first, let's talk about the Benghazi thing, rather, the consulate and what happened with the ambassador and the three, what initially came out of the White House and how this is being twisted all over the place.
I think it's being twisted all over the place, partly for politics by some, but also partly because it's an unfolding story. And, you know, initially there was fog of war, and I don't think anybody had a clue what happened. And then I think more and more information has come out, and so the story has changed. And I think because we've got such a fractured and fractious atmosphere in Washington, D.C. now, you're not given any leeway for the fact that that a story develops and changes as more information comes out. And so organically a story develops, and you get more facts, and so, oh, we thought that this had happened, but now we've discovered that this had happened because we now have more information. Oh, no, that means you must have been lying about that before you got those facts. It's just never the fact that, well, we didn't know that, you know, it's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it is quite extraordinary. I mean, because today the big word was, you know, just that Obama said, yes, no doubt, it was an attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. It was terrorism. That's it. He did an interview with The View, with the women on The View, and said that. Or he said that's set to come out anyway, and it's being reported. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. You know, and he's been very clear about it, but it's like there is no room for a story to develop. There is no room for facts to come out. That there is no room for anybody to allow anything to develop. There's a story in the New York Times today talking about how, you know, there were a number of CIA operatives in the house. Well, I mean, anybody could have turned around and said, oh, you missed that. No, we just didn't know that there was CIA, you know, nobody knew there was CIA operatives in the house because they were CIA operatives. You weren't supposed to know they were there.
We weren't? We're not supposed to know? We're not supposed to know the every move?
No, no.
Someday we'll do that. You and I, we will pre-plan this, and we'll go through what you think we should know, the information that you've ever gotten in your career, and then what really happened in the end. The other big story, of course, it's a huge story, is this UN speech. You know, here we have Yom Kippur and Ahmadinejad and a UN speech. You know, those two just don't go hand in hand. And in the House, they're furious about that, and they want Ahmadinejad not to do any UN speech.
Yeah, he gets the option of doing it, of course, because he is a leader of a country. So, you know, and it's very offensive to a lot of people, and he's going to give his speech on Wednesday, and that is, you know, that is when Yom Kippur is. And Obama gives his speech tomorrow, a little after 10 a.m. Eastern Tuesday morning, which is today, actually, 10 a.m. Eastern. And he's going to talk about a lot of issues related to the Muslim world. But he's going to address the recent unrest. He's also going to talk about the anti-Islamic video. And he's going to make it really clear that America rejects those views. But he's also going to say, look, violence as a response isn't acceptable ever. He's also going to say that the U.S. is never going to retreat from the world, and that America will bring justice to anybody who harms Americans and is going to stand strongly for its democratic values abroad. So I think it's going to be a very strong speech from Obama. I mean, whether this was his last speech or not, I don't know, but he has to go into this as though, both as though it's not and also as though it is.
Yeah, 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 I got you on that one. And then after that, after we kick the football down the road a little bit, we dive into next week, and we're talking about the first debate, and Romney's been getting ready, apparently, for this for months, and Obama's been working on it, too. Is there any doubt that the main focus is going to be the economy?
Oh, I think it is, and I think the first debate's focus is supposed to be domestic politics, and I think very much so the focus is going to be the economy. And I got the impression in the 60 Minutes interview on Saturday night that Romney had been practicing. He wasn't surprised by any of the questions he got. He was rehearsed, he was polished, he was practiced. His eyes never moved, which I thought was a bit creepy. But, he was just really, really rehearsed. Whereas Obama, on the other hand, was a little bit ragged and I thought looked rather tired.
Yeah, he did look tired. I saw that interview, too, because that's what the whole focus was, Obama and Romney separately. And I agree with you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I hope you get some rest, my friend, and we'll talk to you again soon here on America Tonight.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, so the gist of what we were talking about there is what's happening at the UN and what Obama's speech is going to be as far as the Muslim world is concerned. And Ahmadinejad, who is supposed to be giving a speech on Wednesday, even though a lot of people don't want to see that happen, he's going to do it. He, as Victoria said, is the leader of a country. What will happen is what happens every single time that he speaks at the UN. When he doesn't address, they walk out, meaning a lot of the allies of the United States will walk out. Certainly the United States will flee the UN when he gets up to speak and make his case for having nuclear power in Iran or some of the other things that he'll talk about, usually condemning the U.S. or others. Now, Ahmadinejad is being pressed heavily on views about the Holocaust, and this is nothing new because he says it's made up. Constantly he says that. Obviously, he is more than a fly in the ointment when it comes to the Israelis and Benjamin Netanyahu, who would like nothing better than to lob a bomb over at Ahmadinejad and just completely take him out, or certainly take out the ability to continue to try to develop those nukes, because they're closer and closer. And who knows, for all we know, with the intel that's out there, maybe they've already done it, and it just hasn't come out. They obviously are very close to it. That's why the conversation has gotten so hot about what's going on there. Hey, speaking of being hot, coming up in the rest of this hour of America Tonight, biggest blunder yet when it comes to the replacement referees, Monday Night Football. If you're a cheesehead, oh, it stunk. It is awful. Worse than Havarti, that's been left out for weeks. I have a feeling that Roger Goodell has some explaining to do. I don't know if they can afford to not wrap this thing up with the referees. Of course, if you're one of the referees and you're watching this from afar, you're cackling because you see, hey, guess what? The substitutes just aren't so good, are they? Not only are they risking the health of some of the players for these helmet-to-helmet hits, but they're also affecting the outcome of some of the games. That's up at the tail end of the show. In between, no junk food. Imagine you're in the hospital, you had a heart attack, you're barely surviving, and you cannot get any junk food. No cheesesteaks? Not a slice of pizza? You kidding me? We got that story next. Bloomberg on the rampage. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Up. You might want to vent, and if you want to vent on something that's worthwhile, just not a bunch of nonsense, but something worthwhile, please call these digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266, let me give them to you, 5283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. I got a couple for you. I mentioned this already. Imagine you're in the hospital, and you've been there for a while, haven't had anything to eat. Sometimes what happens is, you know, it gets confusing and the tests are pushed back and you're not allowed to eat for however long, and then it turns into a day and then it turns into another day. By then you are ready to eat your arm and you don't care. You're not even worried about the other thing that has you so ill, and it's the reason you're in the hospital. So in New York City, people who are, first of all, people who are waiting around in the hospitals, nervous beyond all get out. They got the problem of, and New Yorkers smoke. They can't smoke. Now they can't have the giant big gulp that they drag around with them. You know, the whole 32-ounce thing. And soon, and this is stupid. Okay, I got you if you want to say the thing about, well, geez, so sorry you can't smoke around the hospital. But you can't get a candy bar from the vending machine? Really? Are you kidding me? That's like the boo of the month. I'm telling you, haven't had anything to eat. My brother and I had this happen to us 7 months ago on planes, frantically trying to get back home. Nobody's eaten. in a very long time, what are you doing? You got to go to the cafeteria or you're running to the vending machine. So Mayor Bloomberg says, nah, nothing sugary, nothing fatty. I mean, after all, he doesn't want breast milk given to newborn babies in New York hospitals. So if he's not even allowing breastfeeding, why would he let somebody else feed on a Kit Kat bar or a Musketeers or whatever you might find in the machine? So public hospitals have certainly cut calories in patients' meals, and they're trying to make them healthier. Okay. But no snacks now at the vending machines. Cafeteria food, too. So where you could get other things at the cafeteria, yes, you could have healthy foods. But there were always other things that you could eat, like a small bag of chips that's 200 calories or whatever it is. They went along with it because, remember, the city is banning sodas and fast food restaurant things and all that. So they're just going along with the initiative. And they're saying we're not going to have it. And they're saying that it would be hypocritical of them. Not hippo. It would be hypo. It would be wrong for them to serve unhealthy food to patients who are suffering from obesity and other health problems. But see, here's the thing. Not everybody in the hospital is obese. Plenty of people are in the hospital and they're shriveling away. They're thin, they're normal size, they're medium size or whatever. And somebody's just been through hell and back, and they want a candy bar that's, whatever, 260 calories. So now they can't get that candy bar. They're not going to have deep fryers. They can only have green vegetables and healthy snacks and sandwiches and salads. Check this out. The sandwiches and the salads have to be on whole grains. They also have half-size sandwiches for sale. Okay. I was just thinking when I was in Philadelphia and I was in the hospital and what they had. And they did have healthy choices. It was a small cafeteria, but they had bags of chips. They had a few candy bars. And they definitely had vending machines. And I'm thinking, too, at these hospitals, guys waiting around for the birth of their child. And nothing to eat. That junk food craving, sugary thing keeps, sometimes it, I know this is an excuse, but hang with me on this one. Come on. It calms you down. It calms you down. I mean, why do we have to go to such extremes? And besides, I don't think you can police what people eat anyway. It's not going to make them suddenly slender and healthy if you just slash all these things. I mean, okay, you're trying to save people from themselves, saying that they're overdosing on junk food in hospital situations. Anyway, that's my boo of the week, and I'm very glad I don't live in what I consider to be one of my favorite cities, New York, because it's a bummer. It's Bummerville. Gotham is Bummerville. If you're going to have anything to eat that tastes decent, if you want that snack, you might have to bring it with you on the plane, because pretty soon they're not going to have any of that there. It's just going to be all granola. That's all you're going to get. You're going to get granola, and that's it. All right, this would be another what I would call boo of the week. And this one actually certainly affects more people than New York does. American Airlines and their pilots union and the struggles there. American Airlines is flat out, and we're going to have someone on our next show to talk about this, is flat out just saying they're blaming the pilots, and the pilots are blaming them for all the flight cancellations and the delays and everything else. They have a thing called flightstats.com. If you go there, you can see how the flights are doing. 103 flights were canceled. This happened on Monday. It's the second highest one-day number of cancellations since problems started on September 16th. The total number of flights canceled is now 570, or almost 4% of their total schedule. 4% of their total schedule. That's a fiasco. 4%. And here's the thing. If some people had other options other than American, they would turn away. And this really could be the death of an airline. if we had more airlines to choose from, remember, like in the old days when there were a lot of, I'm going to call them rogue airlines that were popping up, if those airlines were available now, if there were more JetBlues, oh, people would, I think people would jump all over it if they could have access to it. You know who this is good for? If they have service in your area and goes to where you want to go, the Spirits, the JetBlues, all the other airlines, because people are going to be afraid at this point. The more we hear this, people are going to be afraid to book. And do you book in advance if you're looking to go somewhere at Christmas or you're looking to go somewhere on Thanksgiving? Would you, do you dare book American? Will they figure this out? The, you know, this union has about, represents about 8,000 pilots, and it's gotten worse, apparently, according to the guys who fly the planes, since the bankruptcy, since the airline won bankruptcy, and, you know, they could throw out the existing pilots' contracts. And so the terms of the employment, which they work under now, makes them fly way more hours, and they allow the airline to use other carriers to fly more of its flights. And they also stopped funding the pension fund. And they're talking about freezing or terminating retirement plans. And pilots voted. They're striking in some. You see them on like a picket line in some airports. They voted against that tentative agreement last month because they say the terms were just weren't right. Excuse me. That it's, there's no way they could agree to it. And, you know, at this point, they can call in sick, and they're just saying they're calling in sick, and the union will say it's not organized, or they can file stupid, trivial maintenance reports to stop the planes from flying, and then what are people going to say when they're told they have something, there's something wrong with the plane, and they're all of a sudden they're concluding that they can't have a plane take off because of something that happened in the air conditioning system in the plane or whatever it might be. They're just saying they're now enforcing things that they didn't enforce before. So I'd say that's a big, fat headache. American Airlines, people who hold tickets on American who could find themselves trapped at the airport. Here's the rule of thumb. You have got to call ahead of time. You have got to call ahead of time. The problem is, if they push your flight back, they'll re-rack. If they're re-racking and trying to find another plane, they could find another plane, so you have to be there. So you're stuck, unless it's a complete cancellation. My, oh, my. So those are my two gripes. I think it's another Bloomberg ripoff that you can't even have a vending machine in the hospital when you have people who are sadly dying there, sadly barely hanging on, family members are hysterical, haven't eaten, they want to grab a candy bar. Come on. You got to cut us a break somewhere. And then this nonsense with American. They got to solve the problem. Solve the problem.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you want to vent about something, share it. I already gave you two. One is what's going on with Bloomy and New York. Look, I get it. Some of the stuff I get, the smoking thing, all of that. But, you know, then I know smokers could pummel me and say, well, what about drinking? Okay, fair enough. Except for smoking bans are everywhere. Can't really lay that on the doorstep of Bloomy. Because he's that this is just another domino that fell many years ago, too, by the way. That's nothing new. The vending machines in the hospitals, weak. It's weak. There's so many things that are happening in New York that are worth examining and stopping and looking at. You know, the bridge, the Verrazano Bridge, that one of the five arteries to get into the city from New Jersey, they're talking about $15. Yeah, it's going to cost you $15 to go one way over the bridge. $30 to get into New York City, and you can't even get a Big Gulp or a candy bar. More reasons that people will stay in New Jersey, right? I love what some people had to say, filling out or playing along with my vents. You feel like this. First of all, Jack says sarcastically, why would you want to live in New York City at any time? And then this one's a good one. How about this? Okla Sweetheart says, have ambulance make a pit stop to 7-Eleven. Yeah, excuse me. You got the monitor on me? Cool. Can you guys pull over? I'm going to have to pay for this ride anyway. And with what you're going to charge me, let me just get something from 7-Eleven. For me, it would be Wawa. Could I please just go to Wawa and get a cup of coffee and something else? I don't know. Jalapeno poppers, they don't even have that many calories. But I certainly can't get them in a vending machine. How about this? Just says, my daughter told me, thanks to the Obama wife, that would be Michelle, there's no meat served in school lunches and everything has to be whole wheat. Is that true? Well, it is true that the whole wheat thing is being pushed. Here's the problem. Some whole wheat isn't really great for you, and some people can't eat whole wheat. They can't eat whole wheat. Well, this is, so here we go. Foisting eating upon the rest of America. And, you know, there could be some doctors listening and other people listening that would say, well, you know what? You look at how big people are. You look at what's going on in the 50 states and the problems we're having and what's going to happen in the future. Yeah, and, you know, I get that. If we could all be gorgeous and thin and have no health problems, wouldn't that be terrific? And I understand about trying to help people. But forcing people that they can't, they have no choices, that's not right. And it's also not right for the people who should be able to get a candy bar if they want a candy bar. So there's so many other things we could look at, like the food supply. Like what's going on with E. coli? Every time I turn around, and I like spinach salads. I get bags of spinach. I wash them to death now, of course. But, you know, this is turning up all the time. So, okay, grab the spinach, and I hope it's okay. Because it could be riddled with something, so make sure you wash it. You know, what's happening when it comes to things like, you know, look at this peanut butter thing with Trader Joe's. They're having a huge recall to get people to put the peanut butter down for fear that they're going to choke to death on it, as it has salmonella. And that's the worst way to go. It's one of the worst ways to go anyway. You don't even know you have it. Who knows how severe it is? If it's very severe, you could be gone within days. If you're lucky, you survive it, but your guts have literally left your throat and they're on the floor somewhere. I mean, really. I had a friend that got that one time. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So you have the New York City hospitals cracking down on junk food and breastfeeding and all that. Then you have this peanut butter recall, which is now even beyond the whole Trader Joe's thing. So it's not just Trader Joe's, even though that seemed to be one of the, you know, one of the worst offenders of what they found the salmonella in. But now they're also pulling back 76 types of peanut butter and almond butter, because it's also linked to this whole outbreak at the grocery store. So basically any peanut butter, you might want to really check. And I love peanut. Do you love peanut butter? There's something with a little protein. And, of course, I don't know if you can get it in the future in New York, so you better eat up. But the peanut butter thing is pretty, I mean, it's pretty big. That many different versions of it, and as many people as get that peanut butter, that love that peanut butter. Yeah. Besides the recall and the thing with the food in New York, I think one of the more interesting stories that I've been following, and you've been following this too, because we've had people talk about it from California. I've got three really good friends that live in California. In fact, they've come on the show to talk about what's happening with the fees and the shutdowns of the DMV, only open like one day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, depends on where you live. And apparently, Californians are just leaving. They're leaving. It used to be that, I mean, you hugged the Golden State. You didn't want to leave. You know, are you kidding? You got the southern part of California, San Diego. You could go down into Mexico back when it was safe, or you thought it was seemingly safe. The central coast of California, you have the mountains, you have the cities. You got a lot of gorgeous scenery in California. Now it's so cash-strapped. The Manhattan Institute did a study, and they found that, yeah, people definitely are leaving. So they're hopefully getting rid of their house at a decent price, although that's tough, and they're coming to Texas, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Idaho, Utah, Georgia, South Carolina. Lower cost of living, less debt. It's much more business-friendly. Texas, they're fighting it tooth and nail, but Texas is a much friendlier when it comes to business. So these other states are benefiting as people are dumping money into their economy. The census shows that more Americans than ever have left California, if you go back to like 2005, than have actually come to live in California, which is an amazing contrast. If you look at earlier decades, here's a staggering number for you. 4.2 million Americans moved to California from other states between 1960 and 1990. But since 1990, the state has lost 3.4 million to people going to other states because they can find a better way to live than being overtaxed and trying to find a decent place to get a house that doesn't cost you $1 million. I mean, even in some of the neighborhoods you wouldn't expect it, the average house is $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. I mean, where are you coming up with that money? I don't understand how people come out of school and they're only out of school a couple of years and they've scraped together enough. I mean, how do you come up with that down payment for $1 million house when you're 24 years old if you're not from a wealthy family? And the answer is, hey, we can always go back and visit Cali. We miss it. We'll cry on the way out. But if we're middle class or upper middle class or whatever we want to label ourselves, we want to improve our way of life. So we are leaving. We are trading in our bikinis for Spurs and cowboy hats. It's just too weak. It's just too hard to raise a family in some of the areas I mentioned, like the Bay Area or Los Angeles. Whew. Yeah, no way. Mm-mm. All right, I mentioned at the top, you heard us talking about that, about Obama getting ready for the UN summit. I'm sure in our next show we'll be talking heavily about that, about what he specifically says to the Muslim countries, because a big chunk of that speech is dedicated in that direction. We've had the situation, the terrible situation with Libya, the outbursts in Cairo, unrest, a big shift in what people are saying in Afghanistan, officially getting out of there in 2014. You know, what does that all mean? So what are we going to ultimately hear from Obama about the Middle East? This is must-see TV, according to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, that's what they're saying. Tune in to watch the speech. If you watch it, then you'll know what happened, because this has been something they've been working on. Working on that more than the debate, maybe? I don't know. I have a feeling, though, with the violent unrest in the Middle East, with the phone conversations that have had to take place between the president and Egypt and Libya and Yemen and some others, what's the ultimate solution, or officially, what is the president going to say about the Libyan situation and about the rest of the Middle East? All right. The biggest frustration of all, we save for last. We have a dungeon moment coming up next.
It paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Keep it alive. The game's final play is a Wilson loft to the end zone, which is...
Does he come down with it? Does Golden State have it? Who's in the end zone? He has! Oh my God, he's got it! Touchdown, Seahawks! Golden State comes down with the ball in the corner of the end zone.
And is it caught in the end zone? Touchdown!
Oh, you got to be kidding.
This is deciding who wins the game on this call.
The call on the field stands. Touchdown.
You've got to be kidding me. That's unbelievable.
That is terrible. I didn't think something could be called worse than the Sam Shields interference.
That is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see.
Yeah, it's over now, but the crying and the whining certainly is not. Roger Goodell, what are you thinking, buddy? Something has to change here. Listen, I went through a litany. I went through a litany of problems that could have cost many NFL players serious injuries, and there was some serious injuries in other games that happened on Sunday. But this unreal, unbelievable Packers-Seahawks game, the refs deciding games. Come on, that's what this is here. Somebody said to me, I just now got a text a few minutes ago, do you think the refs had money on the game? The Packers won clearly when they came down with the ball. You could hear the confusion in the various calls. So then they bring the players back. The Packers could barely even find their helmets, and they were furious. There was cheap shotting going on all over the place. I have never seen a finish to a football game like this. There are even some people saying, let's just boycott the games next week if the refs aren't back by Thursday. Let's just skip it. And now, boycotting is so tough. You'll never see that across the board. That's not going to happen. But fans are complaining they've had enough. The NFL looks stupid. They look like a joke of a league. I mean, it's absolutely terrible for the game. Terrible. It just goes along with the theme of venting here on America Tonight for this hour. Unbelievable. Green Bay didn't win this. It's going to fuel the debate about whether or not the replacements that, you know, with all these calls that have been disputed, whether or not they should be hanging in there for one more week. But here's the thing. If Goodell doesn't get off his rear and they don't cut a deal. Now, if you're the refs and you're watching this, if you're the lifelong refs, guys who have, you know, 20 years, and even guys who have a couple of years in, they are loving this because it shows what a shambles the NFL's become, especially in this. This is it. I mean, this is gut check time. You cannot allow this to stand. And it took 10 minutes before the teams were brought back for the extra point, by the way. And so this final decision was just a blunder. Green Bay goes down 14-12. Monday Night Football. Matt, I watched all the replays and looked at all the things afterwards, but Matt, you were watching it when it was happening, and you said you were just stunned.
I couldn't believe it, and my friends couldn't believe it, and as you can imagine, majority of my friends can't stand the Packers since I live in Minnesota Viking territory, and I think we were all in agreement that the Packers definitely got screwed by the refs. And It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, and I think it'll definitely, hopefully Roger Goodell can swallow his pride a little bit and get the refs back, because, and as I'm going through, I've been reading tweets all night about this, and somebody like pointed out, like, what if that was the Super Bowl? I mean, could you imagine?
The disaster.
That'd be crazy. Wrong. And then another thing is we now have players openly tweeting about the refs, and here is I believe he's offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, TJ Lane, and I'll clean it up, says, got bleeped by the refs, embarrassing, thanks NFL. And then he also said, bleep it NFL, find me and use the money to pay the regular refs.
Yeah, they got to find a way. They got to find a way to solve this, because this is not working, and this last game shows it. The Seattle Seahawks should not have won that game. They decided that game. I mean, it's, you know, and everybody is taking chunks out of these replacement guys. They don't care.
I mean, I've never been one to be a fan of the four-letter network either, because I think they kind of side caddy to a lot of the leagues and don't play enough hockey. But they have been destroying the NFL all night on ESPN, and that is just something I never thought I would see. And, I mean, everybody's going to be talking about this tomorrow, and it's a huge... I mean, there have been embarrassing moments with the replacement refs.
Yeah.
This is on a whole nother level. We just went nuclear, is basically what happened. And I don't know, if they don't find a situation before the next week of football, I don't know. It's going to get even more out of control.
Yeah, the replays clearly, and I've looked at this now 10 different times since talking to Matt, the replays show that Green Bay intercepted the pass. And what it was the touchdown pass from Russell Wilson to Golden Tate. It was the final play. But if you look at the replays, Green Bay intercepted that. They intercepted it.
Basically, Jennings is the Packer player. He's a defensive back. He has the ball, and it's coming into his chest. He's falling to the ground, and Golden Tate, the Seattle receiver, has basically one arm in, kind of tangled with it.
Yeah.
But clearly does not have possession of the ball.
If no.
You, I mean, any way you look at it,
it's not
you
there.
Decide on the error of the Packers. And, I mean, I don't... I can see how maybe watching it live you call it the other way, but how do you go to the replay booth and still rule in favor of the Seahawks? I don't know if maybe they just wanted to get out of the stadium with their lives, which maybe I understand that, because if you reverse that call, that stadium would have just turned on you in a very big hurry. But I don't know. It's honestly just one of the most stunning and unbelievable cluster bleeps that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't see, I mean, I just don't see how that they couldn't see it. Matt's right, you go back and you look at the replay. I clearly have looked at this several times
and
from different
angles.
You have
both refs converging on the play, and
right,
one signals the end of the game's over, and the other ref signals a touchdown.
Right.
Simultaneously, at the same time, looking at the exact same thing.
Right.
And that's just... That's where we're at right now with the replacement refs, where you have two officials watching the exact same play, ruling at the same time with a different ruling. And you just can't have that.
You can't have that. I mean, you can clearly see that, as Matt described, you can clearly see that Tate had pass interference. He had committed pass interference, apparently. That's what it looked like, anyway. But the referees, when they looked, it didn't convince them to overturn the call when they reviewed it. So Seattle escapes with a wild, improbable victory. And it should not have been, because these are the things at the tail end of the season that can make or break you. And hey, Seattle picks up another one. Good for them. I mean, that's it. The ruling stood. That's the name of the game. That's it. But the name of the game for the NFL is you have got to get it together. You've got as much as we can complain about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, let's see. Ineptitude at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when I feel they're ineffective because they're too busy trying to not be transparent. The NFL is very transparent. These replacement refs have no clue. They just don't have any clue what they're doing. They're out of their league. And the NFL is out of its mind to continue to allow it to go on. Hey, it's a good chance to tell you that don't forget this week on our Thursday show. That's right, Thursday show in the third hour. We do that nail the score thing. Maybe you can be like Dave in Vermont and you can nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, pick a side, tell us a score, and you're in. Boom, like that.
You've got to be kidding me. That's unbelievable.
That's it. That is terrible. I didn't think something could be called worse than the Sam Shields interference.
That is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.